So I want to pick up where we, at the starting point that I have here tonight. Being a God, now listen to this, being God as he is, being God as he is. And Adam did what he did. Hallelujah. That did not please God. So let me say it like this. So Adam put the human race in a position and in a predicament that we could not rescue ourselves. We were lost, separated, doomed, hopeless. We didn't have anyone among ourselves to help us, to deliver us, to even hook to us and give us a pull and pull us out. We didn't have anyone. We was all in the same predicament. There was not even a man, and it was a man that had to do it, because God said, I didn't do it. I'm going to say it again. I didn't do it. But the scriptures tells us of his love. Before the foundation of the world, he had it all set in place. That's wisdom. That's love. So, we couldn't deliver ourselves, and we were separated, and Satan was eating our lunch, breakfast and dinner. The more we live, the more man live, the worse thing got. Satan, destruction will grow in progressively. And this beautiful earth that God had created for man to live on and live in and fill it with everything man need, that this earth would give to his man everything his man needed. Now an enemy, a thief, an outlaw, would bring it, working habits on his man. And God knew what he had to do. So he looked. He had to find somebody on the earth, in the earth, to agree with him, to listen to him. And these people on planet earth, they didn't have this. Show your integrity of God now. They didn't have this. They didn't even have the Holy Spirit living in them. They were just out there, just here. And one day God spoke. He came down. And there was a man named Abram. He had told him, come from among your kinfolk and go to a land I will show thee. And God visited him and said, I want to make a covenant with you. Boy, this is so powerful when we understand it. Give me a right to be in the earth. And I'll be your God. And everything I have is yours. And you give me a right to bring a seed through your descendants in the earth. Abraham gave Abraham God in into a covenant. And sure enough, it took 42 generations. And that seed was born in Bethlehem of Judea. He lives about 33 and a half years. I'm getting to my text. And this is what he prayed at the end of his work on earth. This was his prayer. And you can go ahead and put it up, John 17, 19. I probably would bag up to 17. But anyway, go ahead and put that up, John. This is John Gospels 17, the 17th chapter of the Gospel of John. I want you to listen to what he said in the 17th chapter. You know, sometimes, you know, I had the urge. I don't think I'm going to do it tonight. But I got the urge to read the Bible tonight. Hallelujah. And I'm going to start out, just hold what you got. I'm going to start out in the very first verse and show you what Jesus said. And then I'll skip down. He said, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. See, he knew he had finished what he was supposed to do, what his assignment was in the earth. He said, the hour is come. Glorify thy son, that thy son may glorify thee. If thou hast given him power over what? All flesh. I forgot y'all don't have that up there. That he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. See, he came so we can know God again, and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. That's why he came. And I'm going to read 17, then I'm going to my text. Then he said in the 17th verse of that same chapter, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. You notice what he said? Sanctify them, set them apart.